May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. I am so grateful to be here among you on my first Sunday as the rector of St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Seguin, Texas, home of the world's largest pecan. I could not be more excited to be here, and I know that God has amazing things in store for us as we learn and worship and minister together, and I look forward to getting to know each one of you. My first official day in the office was this past Wednesday. I took some time to walk around and get to know the grounds in these two beautiful sanctuaries. I also took some time to walk around the library in the main office and look at the different books and photographs and things on display there. While I was looking around, I saw a book about the lives of the saints of the church, and it was lying open to the page about St. Andrew, the patron saint of this congregation. Andrew is mentioned in our gospel reading today as one of the original 12 disciples who followed Jesus. As I read the brief description of Andrew's life, I was intrigued to learn that Andrew is sometimes called the usher. I wish I could say that this was because he served as a longtime usher at his local Episcopal church, but that's not what they meant. Although I assure you that ushers have their place in the kingdom of heaven. Andrew earned his nickname, Andrew the Usher, because in the Gospels, he is always ushering people to Jesus, bringing them in to the presence of Christ. For example, at the very beginning of the Gospel of John, Andrew is the first one of the 12 disciples to meet Jesus. No one really even knew who this Jesus of Nazareth was yet. He was at the very beginning of his ministry. But Andrew saw Jesus walk by, and he got curious, and he followed him. He ended up spending the day with Jesus, and then he went and found his brother Peter and told him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought Peter to Jesus. Then Peter, as we know, went on to become perhaps the most famous of all of Jesus's disciples. But it was Andrew who made the connection, who brought Peter into the presence of Christ. He knew he had found someone special, someone who was going to change his whole life, and he wanted his brother to be in on that experience too. Then a few chapters later, great crowds are following Jesus and listening to his teaching. Jesus wants to feed them all, but the disciples express their dismay. How could they possibly have the resources to feed these 5,000 people? But then Andrew brings to Jesus a little boy who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then, as we know, Jesus performs an amazing miracle and feeds the entire crowd from this little boy's small but generous offering. Again, Andrew has made a connection between Jesus and others that ends up having miraculous consequences. Finally, near the end of the gospel, there is a story about some Greeks who want to meet Jesus. The fact that they are described as Greeks means that they were not Jewish and therefore were outside of the comfortable social circle of Jesus and his disciples. The Greeks find the disciples Philip and Andrew and say, "We wish to see Jesus." And again, it is Andrew who makes the connection. Rather than shooing these strangers away, he goes to Jesus and tells him about these Gentiles who wish to meet him, facilitating an encounter with Christ. Thus, Andrew earned himself the nickname the Usher, as he was always ushering others in from the outside into the presence of Christ. Andrew made the connection, and then Jesus did the rest, teaching, healing, feeding, and forgiving. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus tells his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." What does this cryptic comment mean? When Jesus tells his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful," he's saying, "Look around you. Look at the abundance that God has given us. All the good gifts we get to enjoy because of the pure grace of God. They are all ripe for the harvest and ready to be enjoyed. The only thing that God is asking of us," Jesus says, "is that we invite more people to come and enjoy these good gifts with us. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers into the harvest," he says. In other words, the hard work is done. God has already poured out his love abundantly upon the earth. Your job is to go out and tell people that good news and invite them to come join us in the joyful work of reaping God's harvest. And that is also what Jesus is asking us to do here and now at St. Andrew's. We have been blessed with an abundance of gifts, a huge harvest. We have beautiful buildings right here in the center of town. We have beautiful liturgy and talented musicians. We have incredible outreach programs that serve people in need, both here in Seguin and abroad. We have each other, real community, and meaningful relationships. And best of all, we have the good news of the love of God in Christ Jesus. The harvest is plentiful. The good Lord has provided us with an abundance of gifts. And all God asks of us is that we share those gifts with others, that we bring others in to help us reap the harvest. So, we are named after St. Andrew, the faithful disciple who is known for bringing others in to the presence of Christ. Let's follow the example of our patron saint and bring people into the presence of God's redeeming love. Sometimes this looks like inviting people to join us here, in these buildings and in this congregation. This might look like inviting someone to a Sunday service, inviting their kids to come to VBS, or coming to volunteer in one of our outreach ministries. Other times, making that connection means that we have to get out of these buildings and go out where people are, in schools and at work and in the community, and bring the presence of Christ with us there. Let's be ushers for the kingdom of heaven, welcoming people, sharing with them the many gifts we have been given, and bringing them into the loving, healing, nourishing presence of Christ. This kingdom work is not always easy. It takes courage and practice and patience, but it is also joyful and exciting and life-giving. The good news is that none of us does this work alone. We're in it together, and I am so excited to be joining the good people of St. Andrew's in this work. So let's do this. Amen.